Hey everybody, welcome back to the Don't Forget This podcast. It's Brian. Great to be back with you again. And today I am choosing to remember the power of telling a story. And today I'm choosing to remember the power of listening and hearing the story of someone else. So much of what we know and believe and understand, so much of the way that we're shaped and encouraged and warned is because of the power of a human story. It's because you come to someone else who is not like you and you listen to their experience. You listen to all of the circumstances that brought them to where they are today. And that has a profound effect on your life and on my life. Not only that, but your story and my story have that same effect on others if we're willing to share it and if we're willing to listen. You know, several years ago, I was in school and I was working part-time at an assisted living facility and met some great people there, just some amazing people. And they all had their own apartments, each of the residents. And so my job was to come in there and I would straighten up and I would clean up and I would vacuum and dust and empty garbage. And along the way, I was encouraged just to start talking to the residents and start getting to know them and learning more about them and sharing and listening. And so I tried to do that the longer I was in the job. And for some people, it came very easy. They invited me in and sat me down and tried to offer me food and just wanted to sit and talk and met some interesting people with amazing stories and amazing history to share. And I remember one gentleman in particular, when I got there, they said he had arrived not too long ago and he wasn't really talking and they thought he was depressed and his wife had passed away. And so I would go in there and I would clean his room and I would try to make small talk. And he would sit in his chair and kind of grunt at me and watch golf, watched a lot of golf on TV. And so day after day and week after week, I did this and I would try to make small talk. And occasionally he would share a little bit and then that would be it. And then one day he shared that he was in World War II. And so I was asking him questions about that. He wasn't saying a whole lot. He happened to mention that he loved flying in a P-38 Lightning, I think it was called. And so I remember that. And at that time, eBay was huge. So I went on eBay and I got this cheap little model of a P-38 and I brought it in and I gave it to him and he didn't say a lot. He thanked me and then I left. Well, the next week I was back in his room and the P-38 was sitting out there. So I mentioned that to him and I was asking him questions. And here he was a part of a group in World War II that would fly over islands, the Solomon Islands, and take pictures and develop those pictures and they would be used by the Army and Navy. And he just told me story after story and he began to open up more and more. And then one day he wanted to give me something back. And so he gave me a handful of pictures that he had taken while he was fighting in World War II. And so I have a picture of a Bob Hope that came to perform while he was there. And so we just kept talking more and more. He would share the story of his life and of his children and of his family. And then one day, unfortunately, my sister and her husband, they lost their first child. And so I was gone for several weeks at that time. And I remember coming back and he mentioned the fact that I had been gone. And so I shared just briefly about why I was gone. And he didn't say much. But then the next time I came back, he just started talking and he started sharing about his wife and how much he missed her and how alone he was. And he didn't know why he was still here and what purpose that he served. And to hear his story, the very highest moments in his life and the deepest depths, it changed the way that I looked at him. I think sharing our stories changed the way that he looked at me. It bridged any of those gaps that we thought were there because of our age and different stages in life and experience and preference. All of those things melted away as we shared the story of our life with one another. That is the power of your story. even though you think, I don't have much of a story to tell, I just have an average human life, but sharing your story with someone else has a profound effect on them, on the way that they see you and understand you. All of those twists and turns in your life go to make up who you are, and that gives insight to other people as they relate to you. And it gives me insight as I relate to others. And yet we live at such a fast pace that we don't have time for a good story, for a real story, for a story that lets us in behind the curtain, because that takes time. That takes like week after week of going into this person's room and cleaning his room and sharing very little. That takes a commitment to another person to really know them, to really learn all that we can about them. It takes sacrifice and dedication. And to be honest, we aren't willing to do that with most people. But in a day and a time when there is so much fear and anxiety, when there's so much news that can be real or fake, when there's so much turmoil and misunderstanding and misrepresentation, when there's so much demonizing and villainizing, what we must recover is being able to sit with another who is not like me and to hear the story of their life, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And to gain insight and empathy for that person as we share our story with them. And together, those experiences are what unite us. You know, there's this passage in Revelation, and I've said before, Revelation is a kooky book. I mean, if you read it, there's a lot of craziness happening there. But in Revelation chapter 12, it's really like a retelling of the story of Jesus. And if you go back and read that, I think you'll see it. But it uses dragons and all these different images. But if you think of the birth of Jesus, his life, his death, his resurrection, and you go back and read Revelation chapter 12, it like seems to really click. And as you see the birth of Jesus, his life and his death, and then his resurrection, you see that the devil or the Satan, the adversary, the accuser, he's cast out, he's defeated, right? It's this Christus Victor. He's defeated and thrown out. And then there's a loud voice in heaven, and here's what it says. Now have come God's victory, power, and kingship, and the authority of his Messiah. Because the accuser of our brothers and sisters, who accuses them day and night before God, has been thrown out. They defeated him because of the Lamb's blood, who's Jesus in this imagery, and because of the message of their witness, or the word of their testimony, some versions say. Even when facing death, they did not cling to life. He says, now we recognize that this God who is reconciling us in Christ, this God is in control, this God reigns. And this accuser, this one who seems to come at us constantly with these accusations, has been thrown out. And they defeated this one because of the work of Christ, reconciling us back to God, and because of the word of their testimony, because of their witness, because of their story. And not just their story, but because they chose to live that story and to show that story in their very lives. What a powerful message to break the power of things that accuse us, of the one that accuses us day in and day out of who we are or who we're not or who we will never be. They've been defeated because of Christ, because of the immense worth and value that we have, that Christ would reconcile us, bring us back to God, and the power of sharing this story, of telling this story with our words and with our lives, but getting this story out, no matter what your struggle or your pain it has been, there is value in sharing that story. Do you have another person that you share the story of your life with? I'm not talking about you need groups and groups of people. Do you have some people? As you are interacting with people, even on casual ways, are you looking to hear the story of why they're saying the things that they're saying, of why they believe the things that they believe, of where they've come from, as a way to walk beside them in this, that it's not me versus you, but let's together look at this and let's share what we're seeing. there is nothing more powerful than a story, your story and my story, and of listening, of actively listening to another person. It will change both of you in the process.